Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, July 13th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Terrorism is having mixed effects on missions in Muslim-dominated areas. The destruction of theological books in Uganda has the church in crisis. And an American evangelist is in Angola for evangelistic meetings. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. As the war on terror continues around the world, Muslim outreach has been a challenge for missionaries. They're required to make security a top priority, and it's forcing Westerners to stress their citizenship with Christ. SIM International's Steve Strauss says they have Muslim work all over the world.
It's important to distinguish who we are as believers in Jesus Christ and disciples from who we may be in our earthly citizenship. And of course, in many Muslims' minds, there is no difference between a Christian and a Westerner, and many of our missionaries are going to great pains to show that there is a difference.
Strauss says many are turning to Christ with their multinational team.
Our team consists of Westerners, Korea and other Asians, Latin Americans, and had some Africans. And that kind of multinational team destroys any accusation that the gospel is a Western creation.
Pray for funding and personnel to help this success continue. Next, a cooperative is helping spiritually prepare new believers that are under attack by FARC guerrillas in Colombia. Bibles for the World and Voice of the Martyrs are working together to distribute 54,000 Bibles in the hill country of Colombia. Bibles for the World's Eric Foley.
The guerrillas become very threatened anytime that anyone accepts Jesus Christ, because when they accept Christ, they drop out of the guerrilla army and instead serve a different master. And in order to make an example of people who have become Christians, they literally will go and slaughter Christians, either torturing them or simply shooting them and killing them.
Foley says time is crucial.
These are Christians whose lives are in danger from the moment that they make that profession. And we want to get them Bibles as quickly as possible so that they can grow in Christ.
That will help them share their faith with others. You're listening to Mission Network News. 2 decades of civil war in Uganda has forced many people into internment camps. It's also put pressure on the country's educational system. The Lord's Resistance Army is responsible for much of the violence. Christian Resources International's Brian Morgan says the violence has adversely affected Christians and their spiritual growth.
Ever since Idi Amin in the 70s, he went through and burned basically all the substantial books in the entire country. A lot of the books and Bibles that pastors have accumulated, the LRA, as they've pretty much burned a lot of the books and Bibles that pastors and churches had.
CRI is looking for donations of books and money. Morgan says both are vital.
Essentially, if this material is not given to them, basically, they're not going to have the knowledge. They just learn oral tradition, which is a mix of folk tradition and Christianity, and it's really creating a Christianity that has no fruit.
Meanwhile, years of war kept many Christians out of Angola, Africa, but that's changed. It's allowing American evangelist Sammy Tippett into the country to share the gospel. Tippett says the nation has been devastated by war for more than 2 decades, but peace has filled that nation for the past couple of years. Tippett will be preaching at the National Bull Ring. With seating numbering 25,000, Tippett expects to preach 2 or 3 times a day in order to accommodate the crowds. And finally, funding is needed to help radio pastors in creative access countries. Far East Broadcasting Company has developed what they're calling a suitcase studio. It's a recording studio as small as a carry-on suitcase. It's designed for use in restricted access countries where pastors and teachers are under careful scrutiny. The special equipment is just another tool to get Christian programming on the radio, not only to lead people to Christ, but disciple believers who can't travel for training. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.